I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon is still reeling from the horror of last week's ISIS attack. Alarm over sectarian tensions between the Sunni and the Shia is growing. Smack dab in the middle, Kids Alive International. Jed Hamoud says,
we are not in the Sunni area, we're not in the Shiite area, but we're in between the two areas. So the conflict there is going to impact us quite a bit, and it seems to be intensifying.
Since Lebanon's population is nearly a quarter refugees, Kids Alive has developed a number of responses in Beirut.
We have a literacy center for the Syrian refugees. We have a school for children up to sixth grade. We have a residential program for kids that are orphaned and at risk.
Because of Christ, each kid has a name and each one has hopes for the future. And that has the potential to unite the country. On another note, have you ever had a once-in-a-lifetime moment? Well, if you haven't, here's your chance. Allison Wilson of Orphan's Heart says they're taking a couple of teams to South Africa next fall, and there's still time for you to join them.
It's a new partnership where we're sending teams to help with after-school kids clubs. So Orphan's Heart is coming alongside them to provide for the feeding programs that serve 1,100 children a day.
Meeting physical needs isn't the only thing Orphan's Heart has in mind.
In addition to the nutrition that is being provided, which is very important, it's also a safe place for kids to spend time and to receive Christian mentorship.
The South Africa trips won't take place until September and December of 2016. But with fundraising and vaccinations to plan, the sooner you start, the better. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. And this month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life, a comprehensive tool on godly responses to the questions at large. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.